These are the times that try men's souls. The summer trader and the sunshine investor will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their investments. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of their families. Bearishness, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What becomes too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as financial freedom should not be highly rated. Mad Money Machine, show 76, last week of August. Thank you so very much for tuning in to the Mad Money Machine. I am Paul Douglas Boyer. That opening monologue was taken from Thomas Paine in his The Crisis that he wrote on December 23rd, 1776. I changed it up a little bit. Coming up on this show, I'll have two tech terror tales. It's harvesting time. We'll spin the wheel of Guru Roulette. And our tool will help you figure out more about the theme song used in this show. And of course, the book giveaway. Stock markets throughout the globe have a history of rewarding investors for the capital they supply to those who engage in capitalism. That reward has been about 10% a year over 80 years, with a standard deviation of 20%. Companies, including their shareholders, compete with each other for liquidity and investment capital. And millions of investors compete with each other to find the most attractive returns. This competition quickly drives prices to fair value, ensuring that no investor can expect greater returns without bearing greater risk. This means that returns are the result of risk compensation and not the result of price speculation. Market prices were meant to be free, not managed. Risk is all you can manage. Returns from price changes are random and therefore not predictable or manageable in the near term. In diversified portfolios over the long term, about 10 years, investors are appropriately rewarded for the risks they take. This is due to the time diversification of short-term returns. Invest in risk-appropriate investments and relax. Capitalism Incorporated is the ultimate investment for your capital. So we were driving around between soccer games last weekend, and in Reston, Virginia, looking at some of the stores and things, went out to eat. We drove by a bank, Commerce Bank. I thought, oh, there's a Commerce Bank. I remember Jim Cramer talking about that on his show and how much he loved Commerce Bank and what a great service they had. It was the People's Bank, and they had great service and everything. And we went to Subway to eat. My son got a toasted sandwich, and they toasted it in one of these Turbo Chef ovens. And I thought, oh yeah, I remember Cramer talking about Turbo Chef and what great ovens they had, and wouldn't it be something if Starbucks put Turbo Chef ovens in all of their restaurants, and what a great thing that would be for Turbo Chef, ticker symbol OVEN. And then I had the thought, you know, I miss Mad Money because of learning about the companies like that, and I think I'll start watching it again. I've mentioned in the past that I'm going to come up with a mathematical formula for happiness. Technology has the power to make one happy or unhappy. It's one of the variables, surely, in the equation of happiness. The transient nature of happiness, that is. For example, when I bought my Trio 600 cell phone, I was happy. I had features and functionality that I had never had before. A camera in the phone. I even had internet access for a while till I realized I don't need it and turned it off. Well, I dropped that phone in the store the other day. On carpet, mind you. But when I picked it up, the screen wouldn't work anymore. I became unhappy. I researched eBay for options of buying a new phone, even thought very briefly about buying an iPhone until I saw the prices of the monthly plans. So I got the phone back out and tried some things. I thought about trying to repair it. I've got another Trio phone that doesn't work and thought about swapping parts maybe, but I didn't have the correct screwdriver to unscrew the back of the thing. So I gave it a good squeeze, and what do you know, the display came back on. Ah, the transient nature of happiness. And just before I did this show, I said, oh well, I'll reboot my computer to clear out the memory. And when it started rebooting, it said, missing operating system, with a big black screen. Rebooted again, same thing. Rebooted again, same thing. You can imagine the level of discomfort I might have been going through at that time. And I realized that in the side of my monitor, I had plugged in the memory card from my camera. I thought, I've never tried rebooting with that card in there before. Took it out, rebooted, and it came right back up. Like normal, booting into Windows and continuing on its merry way. It's the transient nature of happiness. Amazing how coming back from such severe unhappiness, one can be so happy when on net balance, nothing has changed.
I'd say there's more than the pain that we would never get to see. Did you see no one that is well as bad as any you could be?
Another thing that makes me happy? That I'm not actively invested. Can you imagine if I were an active investor, how horrible I'd feel about myself? You see, even being passively invested, our net worth, our complete portfolio of all of our investments is down, was down from July 19th's high, 12%, a 12% drop from the peak of our entire portfolio. If I were an active investor, I would be very, very unhappy with myself for not correctly timing the market. As it turns out, as a passive investor, I roll with the punches, and I understand that 12% is well within the risk tolerance of my long-term investment plan. And in fact, I'd be a whole lot better off if I just didn't pay any attention to the level of our portfolio this continuously. Let's play a round of the world's favorite game, Guru Roulette. I've replaced the numbers on a roulette wheel with the names of investment gurus. I'll spin the wheel and roll the marble, and for the selected guru, give you a little bit of a background on their investment philosophy. So here we go. And the winner this time on the Madman Machine Show 76 is a dual winner, Daniel Kahneman and Amos Tversky. Daniel Kahneman, born March 5th, 1934 in Tel Aviv, is an Israeli-American psychologist and Nobel laureate, notable for his pioneering work on behavioral finance and hedonic psychology. Amos Tversky, born March 16th, 1937 and passed June 2nd, 1996, was a cognitive and mathematical psychologist and pioneer of cognitive science, a longtime collaborator of Daniel Kahneman. Together, they developed prospect theory, a psychologically realistic alternative to expected utility theory. It allows one to describe how people make choices in situations where they have to decide between alternatives that involve risk, for example, in financial decisions. Starting from empirical evidence, the theory describes how individuals evaluate potential gains and losses. Using the term prospect to refer to what is usually called lotteries or gambles, Kahneman and Tversky state that where winning is possible but not probable, most people choose the prospect that offers the larger gain. An important result of Kahneman and Tversky's work is demonstrating that people's attitudes towards risks concerning gains may be quite different from their attitudes toward risks concerning losses. For example, when given a choice between getting $1,000 with certainty or having a 50% chance of getting $2,500, they may well choose the certain $1,000 in preference to the uncertain chance of getting $2,500, even though the mathematical expectation of the uncertain option is $1,250. This is a perfectly reasonable attitude that is described as risk aversion. But Kahneman and Tversky found that the same people, when confronted with a certain loss of $1,000 versus a 50% chance of no loss or a $2,500 loss, do often choose the risky alternative. This is called risk-seeking behavior. This is not necessarily irrational, but it's important for analysts to recognize the asymmetry of human choices. This led them to conclude that when decision problems involve not just possible gains, but also possible losses, people's preferences over negative prospects are more often than not a mirror image of their preferences over positive prospects. Here's the simple way of saying it. While people are risk-averse over prospects involving gains, people become risk-loving over prospects involving losses. Peter Bernstein, in his book Against the Gods, The Remarkable Story of Risk, cites an experiment in which students were told to assume they had just won $30 and were offered a coin flip upon which they would win or lose $9. 70% of the students opted for the coin flip. When other students were offered $30 for certain versus a coin flip in which they got either $21 or $39, a much smaller proportion, 43%, opted for the coin flip. And I think this all must be related to the notion that when people see a 1% gain in their portfolios, they're happy. But when they see a 1% loss in their portfolios, their unhappiness is greater for that 1% loss than their happiness was for the 1% gain. Surely the lesson of Kahneman and Tversky would be, set it and forget it. Congratulations, Daniel Kahneman and Amos Tversky. You are the gurus on Mad Men Machine Show 76. It's tax loss harvesting time once again. Remember, I told you about a month ago I sold some VBR, that's the Vanguard Small Cap Value Fund, and put it into the DLS, which is the Wisdom Tree International Small Cap Value or something. Well, that has gone down since I bought it, and it's a month later. And so in just a couple more days, I'm going to be selling DLS to harvest yet more tax losses in this year so that I can invest that in something else and take those losses and apply them to any capital gains that I might have on my tax forms for 2007. So hopefully I'm not writing it all the way down to zero, but it is important to take the losses when you've got them, invest it in something different. And of course, one of the rules, as I understand it, I'm not a tax accountant, I'm not a legal advisor on this, but as I understand it, even when you buy something, you can't sell it until 31 days or so in order to get your tax loss. So I had to wait for a month before I sold DLS to get its loss also. And I'll probably be putting it back into the place it came from, VBR. Let's pull something out of the tool crib. You know how at the beginning of the show I've got that theme music that just has the nonsense lyrics, something about x-ray dogs and the light beneath the bay and all this nonsense? Well, if that troubles you, then instead of x-ray dogs, think about Morningstar's Instant X-Ray Overview of Your Portfolio. It's a free tool that I've talked about before on this show, way back when, but it's worth mentioning again. Here's what you do. Take all of your portfolio holdings and enter them into their form along with their corresponding dollar value. And then say show instant X-ray. What you get back is an analysis of all of your holdings. It tells you how much U.S. stocks, foreign stocks, bonds, or other you own. It breaks up the classification of your entire investment in their 9 style boxes. You're familiar with this, the large, medium, and small, or value, core, and growth. It shows you where across the globe your investments lie in percentage terms. It breaks it down by sectors. And it also tells you your average mutual fund expense ratio of all of the things that you own. It's a simple but powerful tool. Let the Morningstar Instant X-Ray Tool be your blazing light beneath the bay. You can find it at Morningstar.com. Click on Tools tab, then Instant X-Ray. And like every tool I've given you so far, this one's for free. Index Funds Advisors has produced a little movie out at their website that demonstrates a Galton board. Francis Galton, in about 1890, invented this device that has many names, a probability pinball, a Galton board, a quincunx board, I don't know how to pronounce that, or a bean machine. What it does is it simulates random events and how the distribution of a large number of them tends to form what looks like a bell-shaped curve. So at the top, you have one slot right in the middle where these beads fall out. And then the first thing they hit are a series of rows of pins, and the bean or the ball can drop to one side or the other of the first row of pins, and then the one side or the other of the second row of pins, and so on the way down until it gets into a slot at the bottom. And of course, what happens is wherever you drop that ball from, it'll tend to fall right below that slot eventually. But then it can also disperse to one side or the other. And the farther away you get from that side, the lower number of balls accumulate in that slot. Well, the amazing thing is that distribution of random events looks exactly like the bell-shaped curve of stock market returns over the long period. In fact, over the last 65 years, IFA's Index Folio 60 has an average return of 1% per month with a standard deviation of 3.13%. And the pattern of the pins the beads flow through generates a distribution that's quite similar to the Portfolio 60. And they say if the laws that provide for and regulate capitalism remain relatively constant, and the invisible hand that seems to guide all free markets to the optimal fair market value, over future 50-year or more periods, the distribution should emerge with a similar shape. Let's take a real quick peek at the portfolio smackdown. What's going on is, at the beginning of 2007, we gave 20 people, who I call the Madman Machine Board of Directors, a pretend $100,000 portfolio to invest in stocks according to Cramer's recommendations. And we compare their performance against investing $100,000 in the IFA Index Folio 100, which is a broadly based portfolio of index funds from Dimensional Fund Advisors. Here are the results so far. The IFA Index 100 is up 4.12% for the year. The average of the 20 Board of Directors portfolio pickers is up 0.39% for the year. Ah, but there are 5 individuals who are above the Index Folio 100. Mark Cheapo, dovinvestmenttips.blogspot.com, Alan Pendleton, and Fish43. But there are also 7 people who are still below zero. I think you get the idea that investing in individual stocks can give you wider swings in volatility. From time to time, I get comments from people that say, Paul, I checked out the IFA website and I don't have $100,000 to invest with them, which is their minimum for investing. So what should I do? Well, I'll have in the show notes for this show two links provided by IFA.com of example portfolios provided by either Vanguard or iShares that try to match some of the index folios that they have established out there. And you can take a look at the kinds of portfolios that IFA is talking about using Vanguard funds or using iShares. That's your answer for less than $100K invested. It's time to give away a copy of the book that helps active investors overcome their addiction to picking stocks with a 12-step program using index funds. First of all, I just want to say thank you to everyone who has taken the effort to make a comment in the show notes of show 74. Had 30 people, that's a new record for the Mad Money Machine contest. And what we're going to do is go out to random.org. I'll click integer generator. And I'll say generate one random integer between the values of 1 and 31. I'll remove duplicates in the show notes. Format in one column. Say get numbers. Here we go. Here comes the number. The number is 16. And that translates into Book Lover. Book Lover says, the show is great. The Kramer clip at the beginning, just amazing. Well, Book Lover, email me from the email address you used to generate your comment with your mailing address, and we will send you a copy of this book. Hardbound copy of the book, Index Funds, 12-Step Program for Active Investors by Mark Hebner at IFA. Now, the rest of you, the other 29 of you, go on out and get your free e-copy of the book. Take the Risk Capacity Survey at Index Funds Advisors, IFA.com. You get two benefits there. First of all, you find what your risk is, your risk capacity, and then you get a free electronic copy of the book. Just a couple other comments on some of the comments out there. Hooligan4 says, thanks for everything. You still owe me a game of FIFA. Are you talking about Xbox FIFA? Well, my Xbox is in Texas right now. We have been having some problems with the Xbox. It wouldn't read the game discs or even DVD discs. Now, when I played DVDs, I would play them through the HD DVD edition. But some of the game discs, particularly the FIFA game, FIFA Soccer 07, wouldn't play in the Xbox. And it took oftentimes 10 tries to get Guitar Hero running, and so it's still under warranty. We sent that back. They mailed us a box, and we put it in the box and mailed it back to them. Hopefully it'll come back in working order. Hooligan says, you've been mentioning football quite a bit lately, especially about DC United and Mr. Beckham, but no FIFA. Kind of a letdown. We should play around if you ever get around to it. Well, we should. He says he has a book recommendation for inspiration and anything you could want to get out of it. I think it would help your running and maybe your overall life. The book is The Way of the Peaceful Warrior. I will add that to my list. Thanks very much, Hooligan 4. Jay Wade back says, great show, Paul. I've enjoyed the past shows, listener since episode 1. But I will say the content seems to be drifting a bit lately. Your shows have always been entertaining. Really enjoyed the spoof of lightning round. Yeah. But it seems now entertainment is more and more of a focus, not finance. Personally, I like the finance focused. Anyway, just my two cents. Still think it's worth listening to. Yeah, I think we've been having a little bit of summer fun, and now we'll get back to the hardcore infotainment. Kriskin says, hi, Paul. Great show as usual. I've been listening for over a year now and been enjoying it. Because of you, I've started working with a financial advisor, and my wife and I will be getting some old 401k plans rolled over into DFA funds. Being an engineer also, this approach really made sense to me. Chris in Minneapolis. Thank you so much, Chris. And Bo Dot Dot writes a thoughtful piece. He said, what the Barron's article about Kramer mistakenly assumes is that what he's offering is a bottomless basket into which you constantly place stocks and hold them. That's not the case at all. Like he always says, it takes homework. That means effort needs to be put into the buying, babysitting, and selling of every stock in your portfolio. Firstly, Kramer tells you to keep a manageable amount of stocks. 5 is the number he talks about a lot. Time your entry point and sell when you've met your individual profit goal or loss limit. It's not a constantly growing basket of stocks. It's his guide for the individual investor. If you don't want to take the responsibility for actively managing a risk, put it in a mutual fund. That's what he's always said. He doesn't say it on every show, but if he did, Mad Money would sound like a Viagra commercial with 10 seconds of content and 50 seconds of disclaimers. Just put it in an index fund if you don't want to do the work. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not index funds good, Cramer bad. Choose what's best for you. Well, Bo dot dot, I hope what you're assuming there is less than 5% of your net worth put into picking stocks, as we've learned from the book Index Funds. Statistically, in the long run, it's difficult to impossible to beat the market by picking stocks. If the professional money managers can't do it, do we really have a good chance? Listener 32 says, very much enjoy the show. I believe I've listened to all the podcasts I can get through iTunes, back to Madman Machine Show 52. I enjoy the show so much that I like to listen to the older episodes. To which I say, yeah. But not so much over the computer, a listener 32 writes. Is there a way to get episodes 1 through 51 onto my iPod? Well, there is a way to do it, but it's not the easiest way. You'd have to go into the website, madmanmachine.com, and along the right-hand side there, under the categories section, you can click on podcasts, and that will show you all of the posts on the website that were podcasts. And in each individual show, you can click on the title of the show, and at the very bottom of the page, there should be a link that says download this show directly to your computer. And if you do that, you can then go in using iTunes and say file, add file to library, and then a pop-up window comes up and you can click on the file that you just downloaded from the website and add it into your music library in iTunes. Unfortunately, you can't add it into the podcasts section, but then what you can do is make a playlist that have just the Mad Money Machine episodes in it. And you could use a keyword or something to get Mad Money Machine put into a playlist. This sounds like something that where I should have a how-to do on it, doesn't it? I may work on that, but that's the essence of it. Tarek64 said, enjoyed the show. Started with IFA in April, so I'm experiencing a little pain. Impressed how quickly it has rebounded. We should all write Congress that we should not have to pay taxes on mutual funds until the fund is sold if all distributions are reinvested. Hear, hear! Erock says, first off, great show. Started listening when you first created the show. Stopped listening for the summer last year. And when I picked it back up in the fall, you had made the switch from active to passive investing. I've been living and working in South Korea for the past year and have been enjoying your show, even though I'm not investing anything at the moment. Focusing on getting out of debt first. Ah, that's the best thing. But after that, it'll be lazy investing all the way. Good luck with that. Once again, thanks for everybody who make comments in the show notes. This is Paul Douglas Boyer saying it takes money to make money, and it takes understanding the transient nature of happiness to make a Mad Money Machine. I'll see you next week. The Mad Money Machine is proud to be sponsored by Index Funds Advisors at IFA.com. Some music on this show provided by music.podshow.com.